Women are scared of happily single men. You want to know why? Let's get into it. Being happily single as a man makes you more appealing. Men that don't need to be in a relationship. Men that have high standards. Men that don't chase women. They chase in purpose. This makes women think, wonder if that man is actually interested in them, and will in turn, y'all listen to this, increase the value of that man and his expressed interest in their minds.
This is true because many women are used to men seeking validation through them. So a man who's genuinely happy alone disrupts that dynamic. His independence signals confidence and self-respect, which naturally raises his value. It forces women to work harder for his attention, making them question their own worth.
It's the rude awakening that men have needed for thousands of years.
I have four big things to say about this, but first of all, I'm not quite sure where this belief came from that if more women divorce their husbands, that these men are just going to believe that it was all their fault and they're going to grow and get better. No, there's never just fault on one side, and men know that. Second of all, most men that go through divorce end up losing a lot in the form of lost time with their children and financially through spousal support and child support. So many men just feel victimized by the court system. Thirdly, a lot of these men that get put through the ringer, they eventually build themselves back and they realize that they're a lot happier being single. It's actually a lot more peaceful for them. And fourthly and lastly, a lot of men never want to get married again or in the first place because they hear women like this talking about divorce as if it's some sort of punishment for her not being happy, as if his needs and the family's needs have nothing to do with it. And men are smarter than that.
They don't just feel victimized by the courts. They actually are victimized. The rude awakening for men is that the juice is not worth the squeeze, and she was never yours, just your turn, and you are always just the ATM.
If you look at the stats on who's happiest, the happiest people are single women and married men. They're the two happiest groups of people always.
Single women and
married men
are the happiest.
I've been the happiest groups of people. Like, not married women. Married women, like, end up doing all the jobs and, you know, married women aren't happier than single women. Single women are happier than married women. And married men are really happy because they get everything done for them, basically.
I doubt there's a study behind what she's saying, but we also know that single women over a certain age are on more antidepressants than any other group. So who's lying? This doesn't compute, because when your wife is unhappy, she will not allow you to be happy. Miserable wife will always have an overall miserable marriage.
Would you rather be married and miserable or single and lonely?
Single and lonely, as long as I have my money. If you not my thought process, I cannot have you around me because you're going to fuck up my life.
Can you be lonely and not miserable? You can be lonely and have a blast.
9 times out of 10, when somebody tells you they're lonely, are they happy?
No.
Are they happy?
No.
I disagree.
Are they happy?
I've been lonely and happy. You can be lonely and happy. You cannot be miserable and happy. It doesn't make sense.
When I'm feeling lonely, it's easier for me to feel loved if I go around people I love. When I'm miserable, I could be around y'all and I'm still miserable.
Keep in mind podcast. Yeah, you better keep it in mind.
Choosing single and lonely over married and miserable makes sense, because misery is a constant weight, no matter who's around. Loneliness can be managed with purpose, passion, and self-growth, but misery poisons everything. You can create happiness alone, but you can't create joy in a toxic bond. Freedom with a little loneliness is still better than chains with constant pain.
Here is why intelligent men stay single. At work, being logical is rewarded, but that doesn't work with dating. Women want to feel emotions. This means flirting, telling stories, and making her laugh. Only when you stir her emotions can her attraction for you grow.
Has anyone noticed that it's all about what she wants? What about what he wants? Are his needs met? Women who are in a relationship to feel emotion are the ones who are in a relationship not because of the guy, but because of herself and how she feels. Remember, fellas, she wants to feel emotions. She doesn't want you to have emotions.
Do you think men are happier when they are single or in a relationship? This question comes up because I got into a bit of an argument on Facebook this week because someone had posted a very long and detailed post alluding to just that fact, that men, when they are free to pursue their own goals and see who they want, hang out with friends and do all the things that they want to do, are actually happier than when they're in a relationship. And I agreed, because the reality is that men typically give up their goals and hopes in lieu of whatever she wants them to do. Of course, this led to a lot of arguments and a lot of hate from the women at me, which I am very much used to, which is fine. What I want to know is,
men are happier, but the house is messier. But being single is better than being used. Relationships are more assured aggravation than any perceived benefit.
When you get enough lonely single men in their young ages of like 20 to 30, right, with no family, no kids, nothing to die for, to stand for, you're going to have public tragedies keep happening. Soon they'll start targeting higher ups in government, because, you know, once the greed sets in from those at the top and they take more and more and more and you're left with nothing, then you'll really see the, quote, revolt everybody talks about.
This is a ticking time bomb, and he's absolutely right to call it out. A generation of young, lonely, purpose-starved men is dangerous. When society strips them of hope, family, and meaning, while the powerful hoard wealth, rage is inevitable. You can't keep squeezing people forever without backlash. Keep ignoring them, and you won't just get quiet despair. You'll get chaos.
I can't see one single positive argument for staying single today. We're having a cigar the other day with this guy when we did the live podcast. He's 35 years old, makes millions, but he doesn't want to get married. He says, it's too risky getting married today. I says, too risky getting married today. I said, man, it's too risky staying single today. Like, what do you think life is all about? Pulling up to a restaurant in a Rolls Royce? For what? Who cares? Those people that say what a nice car don't give a shit about you. Everything about life is investing in things that outlive you. Man wants to live forever, yeah, but we're not going to. The only way you're going to get a glimpse of living forever is by what you build. You have kids, you raise them properly, they continue your last name, you write a book, you make music, you make movies, you make something that outlives you.
True. All of this is true. Well said.
Well said, soldier.
Women played a huge role in this shift by making relationships riskier for men through divorce laws, social media validation, and shaming traditional masculinity. Men watched others lose everything, kids, money, peace, and decided the risk wasn't worth it. Now they focus on legacy through work, wealth, and personal freedom instead of marriage. Society can't blame men for adapting to the rules women helped create. Single men are going their own way.
Four reasons why being a single man in your 30s is awesome. Number one, you're actually attractive to women, okay? A lot of guys spend time in their 20s not feeling attractive to women at all, but if you work on yourself in your 30s, you're gonna be a lot more attractive to them. Number two, you're less desperate for sex. The good thing about being in your 30s is you're not a complete horn dog all the time. It actually helps. Three, you have money to finally do what you want and you're not sweating over the check when the bill comes. Four, you have less pressure to settle down and have kids. This is one of the benefits of being a guy as opposed to women, who experience a lot of pressure during this time.
Generally, the 30s are more fun than your 20s. You know yourself better and have gotten through a lot of life's learning curves already. Money doesn't have to be any bigger an issue than you make it.
You want to know why men over 40 are staying single? I'll tell you why. Because society raised women to be wives to careers, not husbands. And now the men who were once overlooked are watching rebellion unfold and choosing peace over chaos. These ain't excuses. These are the raw, unfiltered reasons men are walking away from modern women, and many of them don't plan on looking back. You better watch this all the way through or keep wondering why that good man ain't calling you back. Let's set the record straight. This ain't about men being bitter. This ain't about men being weak. This is about men getting wise, men getting structure, and men finally realizing what marriage has turned into and what it costs when you choose a woman who ain't built for submission, peace, or purpose. And if you're one of those women thinking, well, maybe he just can't handle a strong woman, sit tight. You're about to find out he didn't lose interest. He gained clarity. First reason, divorce destroys a man's life. Older men have seen it too many times, good men getting gutted in court. He loses his house, he loses his pension, his legacy, and she walks away with half his world for bringing nothing but attitude to the table. Why would any man jump into a legal system designed to reward rebellion and punish masculinity?
Thanks for watching Manhood. If you want access to exclusive episodes and want to support the channel, hit that join button and become a member. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this video if it hit home. Drop your stories and thoughts in the comments. We read everyone. See you tomorrow.